Welcome back. Revelations chapter 10, looking at the seven thunders. Now, should I read, sir?
Or... Yes.
Okay.
Well, from verse 10, 1, chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10, from verse 1 up to verse 6.
Okay. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand the little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things through the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is an end time event.
Mm.
End of what? End of mercy.
Okay.
The angel here described here, this mighty angel here.
Yes, sir.
By the description, you know, it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In this angelic form. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
What are the pointers to that, sir?
Now look at it here. From verse 1 again.
And I
it's
saw...
clothed with a cloud.
Yes, sir.
And a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun. And his feet as pillars of fire. Is that not what you see in Revelation chapter 1?
Okay. Verse 12. Wow.
You see now from verse 12.
And I turned to see the voice that spake with me.
Uh-huh.
And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks.
Yes.
And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his ears were white like wool, as white as snow.
Yes.
And his eyes were as flame of fire.
And verse 15.
And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters.
So if you come back again, verse 1 of Revelation chapter 10.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire.
Now go back again to Transfiguration, Matthew chapter 17.
Yes, sir.
When Jesus was transfigured, what was it that Peter, James, and John saw?
Okay.
Just to let it flow from verse 1.
And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun.
Can you see?
And his raiment was white as the light.
See, so that mighty angel that you see here is no other than the Lord, Jesus Christ. And... take note, it is an end time event. If you notice that verse 2.
Okay. And he had in his hand the little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth.
That means he's now standing.
Amen.
And we know that for the past 2,000 years he has been sitting. Seated in the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us. Why I say so is the Lord Jesus Christ himself in Luke chapter 13, let's say from verse 22.
Okay. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved?
Are there few that be saved?
And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gates. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
When
once the master of the house is risen up.
When the master of the house is risen up from where? From the mercy seat.
And has shut to the door.
Which door? Door of salvation. Because once he starts up from the mercy seat, salvation is over.
And ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are.
So remember that this stage of the coming of the Lord is the second stage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16.
1 Thessalonians 4:16.
Yes.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
So the coming of the Lord begins with a shout, which is the restoration ministry we have taken. The next stage before we will go home is before the resurrection, because the third stage is the trump
of God,
the trump of God, and the dead rise first. So now the next stage after the shout, which is the restoration ministry, which is the midnight cry of Matthew 25 verse 6, is the voice of the archangel. Which archangel? Is the archangel of Revelation chapter 10.
Amen.
And what is the voice? Let's read it again. It's verse 3.
And cried with a loud voice.
That is the voice.
As when the lion roared.
Uh-huh.
And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
You see? Now take note that verse 4.
And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not.
And again, verse 5.
And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven,
and
swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
So first and foremost, I want you to take note that what the seven thunders uttered after the voice of the archangel, nobody heard it. I mean, only John heard it. He didn't write it.
Yes, sir.
And he didn't tell anybody.
Mm.
Therefore, anybody that said the seven thunders are revealed is a heretic.
Hey, anybody that says the seven thunders
are revealed, whoever you may be, is a heretic.
Mm.
And we are not supposed to misplace the word of God.
Amen.
Don't add. Say what it says.
Amen.
Allow the Bible to speak for itself. That is what I'm saying.
Amen.
If you say anything at all, say it from the scripture.
Amen.
And don't assume.
Mm.
I know you're going to ask me, but Abraham said it is revealed.
Yes.
But I will tell you that John did not reveal it to us. So where did William Branham get it from? So, irrespective of whatever anybody will have spoken, you know, I said it is time for us to be sincere. It is time for us to be truthful to ourselves. If it is revelation that made you to get to see the ministry of William Branham, then revelation will push you on.
Amen.
That's the truth. So let's look at these seven thunders, because yes, that is your point of interest now. What is these seven thunders? Take note. Everything that we need to know, the living element need to know, he spoke it and gave interpretation and wrote it. What he saw was explained.
Amen.
Remember that Jesus Christ has two ministries.
Tell us,
ministry to the living and ministry to the dead.
Ministry to the living.
Ministry to the dead. While he was on earth here, he preached generally to the living.
That's right.
Then after he died, this is what Apostle Peter told us, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, 19 and 20.
Okay. For Christ also at once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water.
So after he died, you see, after he died,
yes, sir.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians 4.
Yes. Ephesians 4 from verse 9.
Ephesians 4 from verse 9 says, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first?
Before he ascended, what did he do?
He descended
first. He descended first. Where?
Into the lower parts of the earth. Rema.
Can you see ministry?
Yes, sir.
He that descended, verse 10.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens.
Descended to where?
Lower parts of the earth.
To lower parts of the earth. That is where he descended to. So you see, 1 Peter chapter 4, what did he go there to do?
1 Peter 4.
Yes. 1 Peter 3 tells us he went to preach to the souls that are in prison.
Yes, sir.
Now, 1 Peter 4 verse 6, what did he say?
For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead.
The dead will also receive summon, message.
Hey.
Finish reading that verse, please.
That they might be judged according to men in the flesh.
So that the same judgment we will have, they will also have it.
But live according to God in the spirit.
In the spirit. So, Jesus Christ has
two ministries.
Two ministries for the living and for the dead. In the grave. And that is why Christ himself spoke in John chapter 5.
John 5.
Verse 28 and 29.
Okay. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in his graves shall hear his voice.
Can you see? How will they hear his voice? Because he will descend there. And what will happen?
And shall come forth.
And they shall come forth. You see? So that he has a ministry both for the living and
for the dead.
And when he goes there, whatever he tells them, we don't need to know. We don't need to know. It doesn't concern us. That is why the seven thunders was not revealed.
So you are saying in essence that the seven thunders is Christ's message to the dead.
To the dead. That is the next thing before and there's something will then happen that will now give we the living element what I call the rapturing faith.
Okay.
Something that will prepare us for the body change. And then shut up, we are gone. Take note of what happened in Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 1.
Okay, Acts 1.
Verse 3.
Acts 1 verse 3.
Maybe let's read from verse 2.
Okay, until the day in which he was taken up.
That is, Christ was taken up.
After that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen.
Uh-huh.
To whom also he showed himself alive.
Showed himself alive to the apostles.
After his passion, by many infallible proofs.
He showed himself by many infallible proofs.
Being seen of them 40 days.
They saw him, the disciples saw him for how many days?
40 days.
40 days.
And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
So, then now, you see that in Matthew 27.
Matthew 27. Yes, sir.
From verse 50.
Matthew 27 from verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened.
And the graves were opened.
And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection.
And came out of that grave when Christ resurrected.
And went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
They appeared unto many. Now, he also took them up, certainly, as he was going. So, now, that, I believe, is a pattern. God is known by his pattern, you know, his characteristics.
Amen.
So, you see, that in his first advent, the first rapture that took place, you notice that it was concerning the dead only. After he preached to the disciples, ended up on the cross, descended for those 3 days, a ministry to the dead, brought the believers out with him. And they were going around and everybody in the city of Jerusalem was seeing them for 40 days. Seeing them, amen, is what produces the rapturing faith.
Amen.
Because that is how we know. And that's why this Bible study is important. Because we are going to see Apostle Paul.
Hey.
We are going to see Peter.
Amen.
We are going to see who William Branham. Mm. We are going to see who again?
Judas.
Thou sayest. Thou sayest. We are going to see all the saints.
Amen.
We are going to see the great saints. Martin Luther, John Wesley. All of the saints that stood and carried the cross. All the disciples that we'll be hearing of. Oh. We will see them.
Hallelujah.
Your pastor is dead. You know he had the Holy Ghost. You will see him.
Amen.
Your mother, your father, you will see them.
Amen.
And when they see you, they are not coming like dummies, like zombies. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to talk with them. You're not just going to see them.
Hallelujah.
And it's only then.
Amen.
When they say, Olumide, they are bringing a car from America for Israel. Tell them, stop it. Olumide, there is scholarship for you. Olumide, they are collecting your father's land. What are you saying? You have, but now you have, you don't have rapturing faith. That is the only thing that will happen for the living element. That is why he said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
1 Thessalonians 4.
Verse 16. See the order there.
Okay. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. With the voice of the archangel.
Which is the seven thunders.
And with the trump of God.
And with the trump of God. And.
And the dead in Christ shall rise.
They will rise first. Then.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Now verse 51 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
1 Corinthians 15, 51 says, behold, I show you a mystery.
I show you a mystery.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
When?
In a moment.
In a moment.
In the twinkling of an eye.
Twinkle of an eye.
The last trump.
That is the trump.
For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
We shall be changed.
Hallelujah.
They are the ones that will give us the rapturing faith.
The dead in Christ.
The dead in Christ. And then we shall hear, home go away time. Come up hither. And then we are gone.
Wow. So the message of the seven thunders
is for the dead.
Dead in Christ.
Dead.
Then Christ. What resurrects them is the trump of God.
Is that the trump of God?
Is that what resurrects them?
The seven thunder is the message.
Okay.
The trump resurrects them. And then they come, we shall see them, and we will be changed. And we go.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. This is interesting. So nobody should come and tell us the thunders are revealed.
I don't know.
It has nothing to do with our salvation. We the living saints.
No, it has nothing to do with us.
Wow. So all this issue about knowing what the thunders are saying is not necessary at all.
The whole message is the thunder. The seven thunders.
Our beloved brother, late Raymond Jackson, said that the seven thunders are seven men.
Lived men, living men. No, it doesn't fit in. It doesn't fit in.
Wow.
You know, it was just hypothetical, but this is scripture now fitting into it.
Amen.
It's just progressive revelation.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, you've heard it. If you've heard any other thing the pastor has taught contrary to this on the seventh and that's earlier, put that aside and drink this new wine that is coming forth. They establish the present truth. On this note, we'll take a short break to properly digest this new wine. And when we come back, we'll continue with further topics that we need to rightly divide. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Amen.